Hi, Dahlia. How are you?
Hello, Steph. I'm very well, thank you. Sorry, boring answer. I always say that. I'm magnificent. How are you?
That is the very British way of answering that question. Just, I'm well, I'm fine, right?
It is. Very boring.
We certainly don't go into all the details of how we really are, do we?
We don't.
No. So I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, how are you really doing?
Oh, you don't want to know. But yeah, I'm all good.
No.
I'm good. I'm going to say that I'm fine. Thank you.
Surviving.
Yes. Feeling a bit tired this week, but all okay.
Well, that's kind of related to our topic today, isn't it? Wellness.
Wellness, exactly. Yes, we've been talking about trends that have kind of emerged on the internet, especially on social media and stuff.
Yeah, and the new language that comes with it.
Yes, exactly, the new language. And this is our 11th episode, isn't it, on this particular one? Because on quite a few episodes, haven't we?
It is indeed. Yeah, we're getting there.
That's right. So we're kind of grouping them according to theme, and this theme is lifestyle.
Yeah.
So what is our topic of the day?
It's about being sober curious. So apparently that's a kind of new word.
Yeah, a new term. And I've definitely heard something curious for other things, you know?
Yeah, me too.
But sober curious, I'm going to say this is quite new for me, but perhaps I'm not really cool enough. I don't know. What about you? Have you heard it before?
I haven't heard the specific word sober curious,
yeah.
But I have heard, I've come across, well, as you know, I'm not really technically on social media, but I kind of through the grapevine have heard people, young people specifically, mm-hmm. I mean actually young, I think we're kind of young, aren't we? We're youngish.
Youngish, yeah.
Young people kind of, you know, jumping on the wellness train along with all these things like intuitive eating and mindfulness, quitting alcohol or drinking less, or trying to drink less, or basically cultivating a good relationship with alcohol is a new thing. And obviously we're from Britain, which is a place where people have a horrific
relationship
with alcohol, to generalize.
Yes, I mean, you might describe it as horrific, someone else might describe it as a great relationship. We get on like a house on fire.
Well, yeah, you could call that dependence, but whatever.
Yes, well, we are known for loving a beer, like most people, I think, you know, like going out for beer, going to the pub, that sort of thing.
I love that too, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I can't speak.
But I guess what we're trying to say and what we're learning is that younger generations these days are slowly kind of changing this trend, I guess, and kind of coming out of that. And instead, they're cutting down on how much alcohol they drink, generally.
Absolutely. I think people also kind of have to. I mean, I don't know about you, but I noticed in the pubs, they're just getting they're more empty because it's just so expensive to drink out in the UK now.
It is. Yeah, there's a whole movement, isn't there, on pubs and the fact that so many pubs have closed down because landlords are greedy.
Yeah.
So rent is going up and people don't want to spend on drink. And also, I don't know about you, but I think tax on alcohol is quite high, isn't it, in the UK?
Yeah.
In comparison to other things, yeah. So, yeah, a combination of factors. But, yeah, it's, I guess the reason why maybe it's called sober curious is because people are kind of starting to change their ways, starting to kind of maybe experiment with reducing their alcohol.
That's a good word, yeah.
Yeah, or exploring the benefits of reducing your alcohol intake. What sort of benefits could there be of reducing how much alcohol you drink?
Not acting like an idiot. I don't know, that's one of them, isn't it?
That's one, not having the anxiety the next morning that you might have said something or done something stupid. Called hangxiety,
yeah.
Isn't it?
What do they call it? Hangxiety.
Like hangover plus anxiety.
Portmanteau.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many benefits. I mean, we all know that hangovers are awful. And I don't know if this is a thing in Korea, but certainly here, we all know that as you get older, hangovers just get worse. And I think that's why when you're younger, when you're 20, you can drink and drink and drink because it doesn't affect you as much.
Mm.
I mean, I remember a friend who had a brother a lot older than her said to him, like, how do you keep drinking as you get older, like that much? And he said, you don't.
You
He
don't.
said, otherwise you die. Like, you can't. It's just, you can't drink as much as you used to.
Yeah, or you just become an alcoholic then, I guess, if you do.
True. I mean, I think the other benefit is health because, you obviously know this, that alcohol is actually literally a poison. Like people, I often teach my students the phrase, what's your poison? Which is a question you ask someone, especially if you haven't ever had a drink with them before. You want to ask them what their preferred drink is. And also, like, you want to ask them what you should buy them if you're buying them a drink, because it's literally a poison. Yeah.
Yes, but then there's also the other side of the coin where in some cultures they think that having a little bit of alcohol each day is good for the gut, good for the mind, good for the heart, like having a
Yeah.
glass of red wine with
Well,
dinner.
it's fermented, isn't it? Like kimchi.
Just having a little bit. But I guess everything in moderation, right?
That's a good phrase.
I think we're talking a little bit more about extremes, aren't we?
Yeah.
Either not drinking at all and being completely sober, because sober means that
Yeah.
you, well, sober could mean that you're not drunk, which means that you haven't had any alcohol today, so you're completely clear-minded, you're sober. But sober has taken on this kind of newer meaning, I think, which is that if you go sober, it just means that you are, deciding not to drink alcohol ever, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite a different thing, isn't it?
But you have to be careful with that phrase because often, very often, the people who use the phrase to be sober and to go sober are people who have been addicted in the past, alcoholics,
Yeah,
right?
I guess
So
so.
I would say, usually, if you say, I'm sober, that could sound as if you've, experienced addiction. So it's probably better to say, I'm teetotal.
Yeah, teetotal. I like to teach this expression to my students because it's one that a lot of them haven't heard before. So yeah, teetotal means that you never drink alcohol, basically. That's the idea.
Yeah. And it means that you choose not to.
Yeah, you choose not to, for whatever reason that is, we don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you say, like, I'm 5 years sober, for example, that would imply that 5 years ago you had problems with alcohol and you were
Yeah, it
addicted.
sounds, that's the connotation. But I wonder if now with this new trend of people not drinking who have not had problems with addiction. Or maybe not even addiction, just drinking too much. Maybe it will change. Maybe it will just mean someone who doesn't drink.
I guess the language is changing. That's very true.
Yeah.
But I suppose I don't know about you, but I am noticing that when I do go to a pub or bar, there's a lot of the time there's way more options for people who don't want to drink
Yeah.
alcohol, you know?
Alcohol-free stuff. Yeah, definitely. But unfortunately, a lot of the time, they're not actually a lot cheaper than alcohol.
I know, that's the annoying part though. The price is more.
Like a little bottle of Coke can be £3.60, which is like £1.20 cheaper than a cheap pint,
I actually had I was looking at a menu the other day because I was away with my husband and we wanted to like celebrate, and he was like, oh, what do you want? And I didn't want a drink, so I was like, oh, I might have a alcohol-free champagne or prosecco or whatever, like a glass of that. And we looked at the prices and it was like £4, £5 more than a normal glass of prosecco, and it just seems a bit odd. Well, I was
It
wondering.
probably costs more to make, like extracting the alcohol, probably. Or maybe it's because it's less popular, they have to put the prices up to
Perhaps.
justify it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So have you had any alcohol-free beverages yourself? Have you tried any?
Well, the thing is, so I've been on this journey, to be honest. I don't know if
Okay.
I am sober curious, but just with trying to, not drink less, I don't drink too much, but just trying to feel better. And sometimes you have to drink less to do that. But I find that because I'm like focusing on my health at the moment and like fitness and stuff, not non-alcoholic things are not actually that good because they're usually full of sugar.
Yeah, that's a good
So
point, actually.
I end up doing this thing where I'll get like a mocktail. I don't even like mocktails really because to me it's just fruit juice
It's
with too much
juice.
ice. And I get a mocktail, which is basically like fruit juice, and I just feel like a child. And then it costs nearly as much as a normal drink. And I'm
You
like,
think I might as well just have like a Diet Coke or 7-Up or something,
but that's
whatever.
full of sugar too. So I just get a soda water, and then I'm like the most boring person in the pub.
Have you had soda water with lime cordial? I know it's got sugar in it, obviously, but it makes it taste better.
Classic.
It's great.
It's a classic, isn't it? That's the classic British, like, what's I'm not drinking drink.
It's the one
Yeah.
drink that I think,
Lime cider, please.
yeah, it's nice. Yeah, I like the taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think of the idea of going cold turkey? So let's say somebody does rely on alcohol or really likes drinking, and then they decide to kind of stop drinking. Do you think it's better to go cold turkey from one day to the next, or is it better to just cut down slowly, slowly?
Well, I don't know, but I think as far as that, from what I've garnered, that if you're truly, if it's addiction, you have to go cold turkey. But I personally think that if you're not, if you're just a person who's trying to drink less, I think it's better to cut down because it's quite extreme. I mean, in an ideal world, none of us would drink at all because, as I said, it's poison. But I think it's better to cut down because it's very extreme. And also, it depends if it's sustainable or not. For a lot of people, they can kind of swing back and forth between not drinking at all, and you kind of fall off and you end up drinking a lot, and then you stop. And then you, so it's
That's
better to,
true.
like, as I said, cultivate a good relationship with it. And I think it requires you to be more, again, the 50th time, mindful, teaching you to make decisions.
And you kind of think to yourself, like, instead of just automatically ordering a beer or whatever your poison is, you kind of think, oh, do I want that today? Do I need that today? Or could I just have a soft drink and I'll be
Exactly.
fine? You know, like, I'm not a big drinker anyway myself, but there are situations where I would like to have a drink because it's a social event, you know? Like, maybe I'm with a group of
Yeah.
people. Maybe I don't know them that well. I want something to kind of like help me loosen up a bit, just to be a bit more,
Oh,
feel
yeah.
a bit more relaxed.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't mean I have to have loads of alcoholic drinks. I could have one or two, maybe, and then I'll
Yeah.
be fine. But it's not something you do every day, I guess. At least
No.
most people don't.
Exactly. And as you said, I think you described it perfectly. I think that's what cutting down does. It, of course, you know, it makes you actually have a relationship with yourself, and you start thinking, okay, how am I feeling today? Why do I want this? If I do want it, how much do I want? And sometimes giving up can look very commendable because somebody's very strong, but it's actually kind of dogmatic. You're not really making decisions. You're not thinking about yourself and how you're feeling. You're just saying, I'm not going to drink, full stop. Which isn't very helpful because it makes it really easy to just start drinking again if you don't have a reason why.
So I guess like this is good to weigh up the pros and cons of what you're
Yeah.
doing in that situation. And everything. As we said before, like a pro, I suppose, one pro, I'm sure there are many, of not drinking alcohol or reducing your alcohol intake would be, as you said, like health reasons, like feeling a bit more clear-minded when you wake up in the morning, less of a hangover,
Yeah.
not making silly decisions because you're a bit drunk.
Yeah.
And then cons, I suppose, yeah, what cons could there be of not drinking alcohol? Perhaps the social anxiety thing. I don't know. Maybe.
Social anxiety. Another thing is, this is quite hard to explain, but so I've actually basically stopped drinking. And it's been absolutely great. This sounds really strange, but the best part about it is that it's almost as if my life is longer. Like,
In what way?
in that I actually remember things fully. So it's as if my, because I never drank so much that I, you know, don't remember things. I'm not talking about blacking out, but I didn't even realize that even just a few drinks would make me kind of, that I couldn't really remember the night 100%. And now it's like my life is in HD. And
Like that.
it's also like I've gained time because now I wake up without hangover and I'm like, I can do anything I like today. But the cons are that it can be less fun. And it's hard to explain, but you know, drinking alcohol is something, it's, you do it because it's usually because it's a special event, a special occasion.
Special occasion,
And it marks that, it kind of symbolizes that, like a nice glass of wine. And when you don't have that, you kind of lose that in your life, and it feels as if there's less almost specialness. That's not really a word, but do you know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I would say that even though I don't drink much, it's those sorts of occasions like birthdays or, you know,
Yeah.
celebrations where if I'm not having a drink, I kind of feel like I'm losing out a little bit in a
Yeah,
way.
it is like that. It is. And also, just, I mean, alcohol is, for me personally, I just think it's really interesting. Like, there are thousands of different types and varieties and different flavors. And I used to really enjoy trying different kinds of beers and wines. And you lose that as well. It's just
That's
cyanide
right.
soda water now.
Well, I think it's time to recap some of the words we've said today.
Yeah.
So we go back to the beginning. We mentioned cutting down on something, which mm-hmm. is a nice phrasal verb, meaning that you reduce how much of it you do, how much you take. Yep. Yeah. We also use the phrase go sober, mm-hmm. meaning to cut down on alcohol or stop drinking alcohol completely.
And drugs.
We also use it for drugs.
Which is another reason why you should be careful about using it.
That's right. Yes. And teetotal, which is spelt not like tea, the drink, by the way. It's T-double-E. Teetotal.
Which I think comes from golf.
Probably. Yeah, it sounds like it comes from golf, that word, tea. I don't know why.
Because in golf, aren't you supposed to have zero? Zero is the perfect score or something. So I think that's where it comes from.
I really don't know.
I don't know.
It might be. Some of our listeners might like golf, so they can tell us. What else did we say apart from those?
We also used cold turkey, and my students always ask me why on earth we use the phrase turkey. And I also didn't know. Do you know where it comes from? It comes from, no. If I'm not mistaken, addicts who would give up things immediately. Sorry, not immediately. Addicts who would, overnight just stop. And you get, cold sweats.
Yes.
And your skin goes all bumpy like a cold turkey.
Oh, okay.
Like a plucked cold turkey right. will go all bumpy, right? Like goosebumps.
Yes. So when you say he went cold turkey, meaning that he stopped whatever he was addicted to overnight, then it kind of has that connotation. Yeah, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. What else did we say?
And we also used weigh up pros and cons, which means to consider the good points and the bad things.
That's right.
And people get confused by this, I think, because if something outweighs something, it means it's heavier, which means there's actually more of it. Like if the pros outweigh the cons, it means there are more pros, not fewer.
That's right. Exactly. Wonderful. So that's all the phrases we had today. And there is a way of getting a hold of these words if you'd like to do that.
Yes. You can join our BritCent membership and you can get English and Korean transcripts with all the key expressions mm-hmm. and just click the link below
exactly.
for more details.
That's right. That's right. Okay, well, let's wrap up here for today. Nice talking to you.
You too.
And I will speak to you next time.
See you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.